Barbara and Eugene's apartment. A few weeks later, background music. "Please, Mr. Postman," by the Marvelettes. Barbara enters the room holding a very official government envelope in her hand, her eyes filled with anticipation. Barbara, excitedly, "Eugene, the letter arrived. Open it." Eugene, his hands slightly trembling, takes the envelope from Barbara and carefully tears it open. He quickly scans the contents, his expression transforming from nervousness to sheer joy. Eugene, "Barbara, I've won. The Fulbright Scholarship has been awarded to me. We're going to live in London." Music changes abruptly to "Please, Mr. Postman" by the Beatles. The room fills with a mix of astonishment and excitement. The weight of their previous worries is momentarily lifted, replaced by the promise of a whole new life in a vibrant city. Barbara wraps her arms around Eugene, holding him tightly as they revel in the possibilities that lie ahead. Eugene, smiling, "A whole new chapter awaits us, away from Detroit." "What will I do in London?" Barbara, pondering, "Maybe you can be a nursery school teacher. You already speak the language. We'll figure it out together." They share a loving look, their dreams intertwining with the reality of their upcoming adventure. Barbara, looking at the letter, "Eugene, it says here that you've been accepted into the Warburg Institute at the University of London. You're one of 8 scholars worldwide this year." Eugene, grinning, "Not bad, huh?" Barbara, teasingly, "How did you suddenly become such an art history expert?" Eugene, lightheartedly, "It's not just what you know, it's who you know." Pauses, "Well, I read it somewhere." Barbara, jokingly, "Ah, from a Chinese fortune cookie." Both, laughing with excitement. They embrace each other, their laughter filling the room. They're going to live in London, embarking on a thrilling new chapter of their lives together.